The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Right now, evidence in the Nolan Wells case is disappearing. Let that sink with you for a moment. Not being destroyed by some villain in the shadows, just expiring. It happens in every case. And oftentimes it's weeks, it's months, it's years later where people are like, oh, if only they did this in the early days and weeks of the investigation, we would know X. We would know this. We would know that. Things that can exonerate people if there's anything shady going on here, and things that could also incriminate people if there is something shady going on here. We, as of this moment of this recording, just don't know the answer as to which road that goes down. But evidence tells that story, and it's powerful, and it's important that it still exists, that it gets examined, that it gets looked at, and isn't not looked at for stupid reasoning like, well, we didn't consider it that type of an investigation at the time. If we did, we would have checked this box, but at the time we didn't think that, so we didn't. Let's just not go down that road right now. Deleted content on a Snapchat server sits in a recovery window measured in days and weeks. Location history on apps gets purged on rolling schedules. Cell carrier records cycle out, and memories, the honest kind, the ones people have before lawyers and group chats and viral theories smooth every story into alignment, those degrade fastest of all. Every death investigation runs against a clock. The question in this case isn't just what happened to Nolan Wells on Horn Island. It's whether the people responsible for finding out are treating the clock like it exists. Because one person treated it like it existed from the very first hours. At 6 o'clock in the morning on July 5th, while every agency with a helicopter was still deciding whether this was urgent enough, Elmore Wansley was on a borrowed boat heading out to Horn Island to search for his own son, a father and a football coach out on the water in the early light doing the job before anyone with a badge showed up to do it. Hold that image. It is not the last time in this story that the family does the state's work. And I'm not saying that this is a rare occurrence where individuals take it upon themselves to do the work of the police. It happens in 80, 90% of the cases we cover. If you're just catching up on this case, here's what you need. Nolan Wells, 18 years old, went to Horn Island off the Mississippi coast with three friends on the 4th of July. The friends came home without him. His phone came home without him. His body was found 2 days later, face down in the water at the same spot where the searchers had already looked and found nothing. The friend's story contradicts the only other witness. Both autopsies are still pending. That's the case. This isn't about relitigating what happened on that island. This is about what should be happening right now while the answers still exist. It begins with a classification decision that most people scroll right past. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is running this as a death investigation, not a homicide. And now that sounds like a technicality. Right now, it is the whole ball game. And as of this recording, things may have changed in the hours after we did this. As of this recording, that's where it sits. Classification determines tools. A homicide investigation gets search warrants, subpoenas, compelled testimony, seized devices. A death investigation gets requests. Would you like to participate? Could we see that maybe, please? Oh, no? Okay. Oh, have a great day. Heard they got the McRib back. Voluntary cooperation. Please and thank you. The sheriff's office asked the young men who were on the boat to voluntarily surrender their phones. And any investigator will tell you that a voluntary surrender request also functions as exactly that, voluntary. A courtesy notification. We would like your phone. Take your time. You do what you do. Now, I'm not saying that people haven't volunteered devices. I'm not saying that. And I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything inappropriate here. But I'm telling you, there isn't a whole lot to compel specific information, specific evidence that could, in fact, clear people to do so. And it's not so great when a lot of people bunch up, circle the wagons, out of fear, not knowing where this could possibly go. Thinking, well, I'm protecting myself right now. Well, if there's nothing to protect, honesty is usually the best answer. And the facts will lie where they lie. Here's a trap, and I want to lay it out plainly because it explains almost everything about where this case sits. You can't get search warrants without probable cause. You can't develop probable cause without evidence. And you can't collect evidence when your only tools depend on the goodwill of the people whose stories don't add up. The classification that sounds careful and fair is actually a design. And what that design produces, whether anyone intends it to or not, is a mystery that never gets solved. Meanwhile, look at who has actually been collecting evidence in this case. The family tracked the phone. The family recovered the phone. The family ordered an independent autopsy and flew their son's body to Washington, D.C. because they didn't trust Mississippi to examine it. For good reason. There happens to be a bit of a track record of shittiness there. The family retained attorneys who brought their own investigators from the borrowed boats at dawn to the private autopsy in another city. The pattern has never broken. The people with the least power and the most grief keep doing the work that belongs to the state. So let's talk about what that work looks like, what a serious investigation does in these first days and weeks, the perishable window. Before the answers are gone, before there's a playbook for this. This isn't secret. This isn't exotic. It's standard practice, and every step of it is available to Jackson County right now. It starts with a single piece of paper, federal law. It's called a preservation request. Under the Stored Communications Act, it lets any law enforcement agency send a one-page demand to any tech company requiring them to freeze an account's data exactly as it sits for 90 days, renewable for another 90. No warrant, no judge, no probable cause. It doesn't let investigators read a single message. It just stops the deletion clock. Well, they build a case for a warrant. Snapchat, Life 360, Apple, Google, the cell carriers, every account belonging to every person on that boat, plus Nolan's, plus the young woman he was talking to on the beach. That letter is the single most important action available in this case. It costs nothing. It violates nobody's rights. It should have gone out in the first week. Did it? The public has no way of knowing because the sheriff isn't saying. And that's a problem you're going to hear me come back to. Because from the outside, an investigation moving quietly and an investigation not moving at all look exactly the same. But look like silence. Both of them look like silence. Again, I'm not saying this hasn't been happening, but when you have the sheriff actively saying, well, I think it might be this, and we don't even know anything yet. Well, that kind of, it feels a little nano-y to me, doesn't it, you? A little sheriff nano-y? It's almost like his kindred spirits over in Mississippi. Here's what else the digital playbook demands. Snapchat servers. When Christine Wansley opened her son's phone and found both his Snapchat accounts completely empty, no photos, no videos, nothing from a packed holiday beach party, that told her something had been done to that phone. But wiped on a device, a handset itself, does not mean gone from Snapchat servers. There is a recovery window for deleted accounts. It is closing while we talk about it. Life 360, the same app Christine used to find her son's phone, keeps historical location data. That history could reconstruct the phone's exact path, timestamped from Horn Island to the house of the family that owned the boat. It gets purged on a schedule. Cell tower records, every phone on that island pinged towers all afternoon. Whose device was where and when? That single data set answers a question at the center of the entire case. Did Nolan's phone leave Horn Island while Nolan was still on it? One timestamp. That's all it would take to settle it. And the public's photos and videos, the sheriff's office asked people to submit original unedited files from the island that day. There's a reason for the word original. Original files carry metadata, timestamps, GPS coordinates. Hundreds of phones on a packed beach were accidentally documenting the timeline of the last afternoon of Nolan Wells' life. That's a map. And if somebody assembles it, Now, the physical evidence, and this is where I want to slow down, because the entire explanation for why four friends left one friend on an uninhabited island rests on a single mechanical claim. The boat was taking on water, a bilge pump issue. That is a checkable fact. I'm not saying it is a fact, but I'm saying it's a checkable fact. If you're stating it as fact, that can be checked. It's a one claim in this whole case you can verify with a screwdriver. A marine mechanic examines that pump and that hull and tells you whether it failed, when it was last serviced, and whether that boat was taking on water at all on July 4th. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm saying let's cross our T's and dot our I's. One inspection either corroborates the friend's story or detonates it. The choice is yours. There's no public indication the boat has been examined, impounded, or even photographed by investigators. As far as anyone knows, it's been sitting in a private dock since the day Nolan disappeared, in the custody of the same family whose house his phone turned up at. There's no investigative reason not to inspect that boat. None. And it's not to say anyone is doing anything wrong or criminal. It's just, again, cross the T's, dot the I's. Let's make sure that nothing foul happened here to protect the people who half the country is looking at with a suspicious eye, or to rightfully incriminate them if there is something criminal going on. Watch where people lean right now. But also keep in mind, people lean in ways of fear that are always not in their best interest too. That does also happen. It makes all this very confusing. That's why it's important in a case like this to have an open mind and not go into it saying, here's what I think happened, and just go down that road. I'm going into this, and I hope you're going this, going, here's what should be going on right now. Is it going on right now? So we can truly get facts and answers and not narrative and emotion this way and that way. And there's interviews. Charles Ramsey, the former head of the Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. police departments, laid out the standard on CNN. Everyone gets interviewed individually, one at a time, stories locked in before they can harmonize. That's not aggressive policing. That's just baseline work. And to be fair to the sheriff, Ramsey also said the no foul play statement may have simply been a poor choice of words. And we said that yesterday. It may have been. The accurate version would have been no immediate obvious signs of foul play. Fine. Words matter. And maybe that one was a clumsy rather than conclusive statement. But words aren't the issue anymore. Actions are. More than a week after Nolan died, CNN asked Sheriff Ledbetter directly whether all the friends from the boat had been interviewed. He didn't answer. He confirmed witness interviews have been conducted. He's confirmed contact with the FBI. He's confirmed his investigators are now working with the district attorney's office, which doesn't mean a crime occurred, but it does mean prosecutors are in the room. He said public tips have been very productive. But the most basic question about the most basic investigative step, have you talked to everyone who was there? That one. It's silence. And the sheriff has a new message for everyone, demanding answers. His investigators will not be rushed. He told ABC it's essential they not be put on a timetable by people clamoring for answers. Take a year to reach conclusion. Take two. Conclusion should never be rushed. But there's a difference between rushing a conclusion and racing a clock. And the sheriff is conflating them. The preservation letters, the boat inspection, the locked-in interviews, those aren't conclusions. They're collection. The collection has a deadline that no press conference can extend. Careful and fast are not opposites. When it comes to perishable evidence, careful is fast. The agencies that take their time on analysis are the same ones that move within hours on preservation because they know that once the window closes, there's nothing left to be careful with, Officer Dipshit. And Javon Williams is still waiting on a phone call. Nolan's best friend on the island that day, publicly available, publicly talking, telling TMZ and CNN everything he knows. He says investigators have never contacted him. A willing witness who announces to the world that he's waiting by a phone and doesn't get a call. That's not a resource problem. That's a decision. Don't rush me. No one's rushing you. They're asking you to do your job competently. Oh, too much pressure. Sorry, Officer Snowflake. People want you to do your job competently. Huh, what a thought. And you're being held to task. Because we're in a world where we can do this now. We can hold you to task. We can hold your feet to the fire. And every little F up that happens, the world will know about it. Oh, there's not the little comfort blanket of, well, we can hide it over here. Don't say anybody this. Don't do it. That's gone. That doesn't exist anymore. Maybe you've not experienced it in your department yet, but welcome to 2026. Now, just doing it competently is not a big ask. It's called your fucking job. So please do it and stop with the dumbass excuses because they don't read well. Stop with being defensive. Stop with this. Stop with that. It's a big tell. And maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means you're overwhelmed and don't know what the fuck to do. You've never been in this situation before, even though I bet you probably have. Just do your job. That's all. Do your job. Do your job, and everyone will be happy. Once excuses start popping up, that's also where the red flags do, too. There's also the canvas. Dozens of boats were clustered at the northwest tip of Horn Island on the 4th of July. Every one of those vessels launched from somewhere. Launch records, marina cameras, boat registers, every person on that beach is a potential witness to the last hours of Nolan's life. Reconstructing who was out there is tedious, unglamorous, and completely standard. The sheriff says tips from the public have been productive. Good. But the tips are what you get when you wait. A canvas is what you do when you're actually serious. A rigorous investigation, the full playbook executed fast, is the best possible outcome for everyone, including the friends Follow me on this. Say what happened on Horn Island was a tragic accident, and it may have been. A kid misjudged the water, a terrible drowning, nothing more than the cell tower records, the boat inspection, the locked-in interviews, and the preserved Snapchat data would prove it. The friends would walk out from under a cloud that is otherwise going to follow them for the rest of their lives. The internet convicted those young men within 72 hours. Only evidence can unconvict them. Their attorney should be the loudest voice in Mississippi demanding this investigation. Instead, they're managing statements. And if this wasn't an accident, the same evidence is the only road to accountability. And every day of voluntary cooperation and official silence narrows that road. Either way, the family should never have had to do any of this. A father on a borrowed boat at dawn, a mother tracking her son's phone with an app because nobody told her where it was, a private autopsy in another city, attorneys and investigators in a press conference. Every single piece of the family's parallel investigation is a receipt for an official failure. Christine and Elmore Wansley don't sleep. Christine told CNN, "This was our baby boy. I birthed him." The state's answer to that so far has been a request for voluntary cooperation and a lot of quiet. Mississippi pays a price, too. The history hanging over its case is real. Generations of death investigated with less rigor because of who died. Sheriff Ledbetter cannot erase that history. But he had one chance to defy it. Run this investigation so aggressively and so transparently that nobody could question it. Announce every step. Inspect the boat on camera. Confirm every interview. Instead, the public got no foul play suspected. Because an autopsy existed, or before an autopsy existed, followed by a week of near silence. No foul play. Not going to know what we're basing it on, but I'm going to say that out loud because that's what we do here in Mississippi. Whatever the truth turns out to be, the handling has already written the first chapter of how this case will be remembered. You can turn that around, or you can keep leaning into ignorance. We know the track record of Mississippi. I want to be fair about the unknowns. The FBI is involved. The sheriff confirmed the contact. Prosecutors are in the room. Maybe the preservation letters went out on day one. Maybe the boat was inspected quietly and thoroughly. Maybe every interview is locked into the silence is discipline, not drift. If that's what's happening, then none of this lands on the Jackson County. And the moment real results come out, I'll say so. I'll say, great, you did do it right. You're a shining pillar in the sky of how investigations should be done, and you did it right. But so far, the evidence and the speak, the circle speak, the side talk speak, the I don't think it's this, I don't think it's that, don't necessarily give me or anyone confidence yet. But again, maybe I'm wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping this can be a turning point and look. Damn, wow. The Mississippi has changed. They're not continuing hundreds of years of history of not investigating things properly, especially when the person ain't white. But if it is being done properly and you're just not telling us, okay, well, good. Telling us that you're doing it properly would probably be a positive thing. Don't need all the details, I get that, but just assure them, here's what we're doing right now. But retention schedules don't pause for jurisdictional caution. Somewhere on a server right now sits the data that answers whether Nolan's phone left that island before he did. Who was standing where at 4:30 in the afternoon, whether a bilge pump actually failed. That data has an expiration date, so do honest memories. If this case hardens into a permanent mystery, it won't be because the truth was unknowable. It will be because the people whose job it was to preserve the truth let that window close because they didn't want to be rushed. Elmore Wansley didn't wait for a window. He was on the water at 6 a.m. while the son was still officially missing, because that's what you do when it's your child. You go. And Christine, he and Christine have done the searching, the tracking, the recovering, the commissioning, the demanding. They've done everything except the one thing they cannot do for themselves. Make Mississippi treat their son's death like it deserves the full weight of every tool that exists to answer it. Nolan Wells was due at football training the Monday they found him. He told his best friend he loved him on that beach. His parents are still waiting for the first official answer about how their son died. Every answer exists on a server, in a hall, in a phone, in somebody's memory. The clock is running on all of them. Nolan's parents have done their part. The rest is Mississippi's job. Do it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in and give me your thoughts. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.